In this session, I'm going to answer a few questions that were recently put to me. If I want to enter the profession of being a good web designer, do I have to learn how to draw? And the answer is absolutely not. In fact, web design has very little to do with drawing and has a lot more to do with understanding logical structures and code. Even good design has little to do with drawing. Good design has to do with understanding color, understanding white space, typography, all these kind of things. That all said, with the availability of commercial templates, you really don't need to be a fantastic designer to be a very successful professional web designer. The next question by the same guy was, does he need to become a master of color schemes? You should know, well, when he's talking about color schemes, we're talking about understanding what colors work well together. Like, you know, should you mix a hot orange with pink, or would orange be better with black, for instance? These kind of things. You should have a basic understanding of some of these color principles. And if you look it up on the web, you can find this information. And I should put some stuff on killersites.com very soon. There are actually tools out there, free tools, for instance, like Adobe's Cooler. If you go to adobe.com, you can just look up Cooler. And it's a cool little application, software that runs in your web browser, where you type in, you punch in a color, and the program will show you a whole bunch of different colors that work with that color. So then you can take this, output it as a palette or as a chart of colors that you could then use to as a guide to build out the website. So even if you don't understand color theory perfectly well, it doesn't matter. You have these tools out there that will make up for that so you can put together really effective sites. The next question from the same guy again is, does he need to become a photographer for, so that he can create his own photos for his sites? Again, you don't need to become a great photographer. You don't need to do any of that because there are plenty, of resources out there like stock photography libraries where you pay a very small fee, a couple bucks a photo, or web-ready photos that you can utilize in your websites. And again, it's crazy to go out there and trying to learn how to take really good pictures, although these days, with the digital cameras that we have these days, it's hard to take a bad picture. And, you know, in terms of the technicalities, in terms of the visual, in terms of whether or not it looks good, to be honest with you, that's just a numbers game. You take enough photos, you're going to get some good ones out of there. So, you know, take 100 photos, you're going to pull out 5% of them are going to be pretty good. Again, unless you have a very specific need, like you got to take a shot of a particular product or something, then you don't need to become a master photographer. You probably wouldn't have to take very many photos to begin with in the web design game. Typically, if you're dealing with a client who has very particular photographic needs, he wants certain photos up there, they should be able to provide you some of these photos. If they can't, then you have them hire a photographer, or take a couple of shots with a digital camera and you're ready to go. You don't need to get all concerned about being a photographer. You don't need to go out there and buy expensive cameras and equipment and all that. That's not the job of a web designer. Your job is about composition, is about putting together effective websites. What you need to be concentrating on is things like, you know, basics, the CSS, the HTML. You got to understand, understanding what makes a site look good, and more importantly, what makes a site work good. This is something called usability, accessibility. All this stuff is really web designer specific, web programmer specific, if you're going to go that route. Worrying about being a great photographer is really low on the order of importance in terms of the web design game.